Welcome to your five for today. During her 70 years on the throne, the late Queen Elizabeth II was witness to countless tragedies around the world. But there was one in a small mining village in South Wales that she never forgot. The tragedy clearly affected her, and she was visibly moved as she walked down from the cemetery to a local house. As she went into that house, she was really upset, and she had to compose herself before she went on to meet the relatives and families who had lost children and other relatives. On the 21st of October 1966, in the mining village of Abervan, a colliery waste tip slid down a mountain and engulfed the village primary school and surrounding houses, killing 116 children and 28 adults. The Queen's bond with Abervan endured throughout her reign. Elaine Richards, who lost her 9-year-old daughter Sylvia in the tragedy, said the Queen had promised she would return to open the new school when one was built. She did keep that promise and went on to visit the village a further 3 times. Those of us who saw the deeply moving Time Watch programme on the disaster, which was screened 30 years later in October 1996, will recall 2 unforgettable images of Kenneth Hayes. One is the newsreel film of the 36-year-old minister of Zion English Baptist Church, whose son Dyfrig was missing. He decided that his role was not to dig for bodies, but to do what he could for souls. He helped methodically with the grisly task of establishing the death row. On the Sunday after the disaster, the day after his son's body had been found, he preached in his chapel to an audience of journalists, many of them in tears throughout. In the awful months that followed, he and his wife kept the community afloat. They ran an appeal for toys for the surviving children of Abervan that generated a huge and emotional response, as did the main disaster appeal. Kenneth Hayes's manse became the office in which the local solicitor took the statements that would confirm the coal board's culpability for the disaster. The other unforgettable image was of Kenneth Hayes, 30 years on, talking to the filmmakers with unnerving conviction. He said, "The end of chapter 8 of Romans is a great summary of faith. What can separate us from the love of God? It is a passage I always use when there is a personal tragedy or disaster, and that is a message we always try to emphasize. I am certain that nothing can separate us from the love of God, neither death nor life, neither angels or other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future. As far as we are concerned now, we still have got 2 boys. We're only separated for a time. One day we're going to meet. The parting and the loneliness and being without him is terrible, but it is not forever. Only such unshakable faith can have carried him through 30 years of trauma. When he officiated at Abervan Cemetery on the anniversary of the disaster in October 1997, he did so with firm strength that belied his very frail frame. He firmly believed that the Lord stands weeping with all who suffer disaster, and pursues them with his love and care. I think Kenneth Hayes would have appreciated this poem. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation, God give blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been to lots of places. I've seen a lot of faces. There've been times I felt so all alone, but in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his. I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know that he could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.